You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to The Wire for Rapare Thursday. Today I spoke with Professor Margaret Mutu of Ngāti Kahu, Te Rārawa and Ngāti Whātua. As chairperson of Matiki Mai Aotearoa and of Te Runanga A Iwi o Ngāti Kahu, Margaret shares with us the path to securing Indigenous rights in Aotearoa in light of the upcoming hui on this kaupapa hosted at Waipapa Taumātarau in April. What are the key steps towards establishing a new constitution for Indigenous peoples in Aotearoa?
So the steps that Māori have already taken in this country started almost 100 years ago when we realised that there was no constitutional basis in this country and therefore no way of actually holding a government to account, especially on things relating to Māori. Now, as more and more of our rights were stripped from us, we became more focused on how to do that. And in the 1990s, when the fiscal envelope was brought in as policy to strip us, you know, not return our lands as part of treaty settlements, we started working on constitutional change in this country. But it wasn't until 2010 that National Iwi Chairs Forum formally set up a group called Matike Mai Aotearoa, whose job it was to work on a constitutional transformation in this country, not constitutional change, but constitutional transformation, in order to take the country back to its original establishing constitutional documents of Te Whakaputanga, or Te Rangatiratanga o Niutereni of 1835, and Te Tiriti o Waitangi of 1840. So we worked on that, went round the country consulting on it up until 2015, and then wrote the report of Matike Mai Aotearoa, setting out how to undertake constitutional transformation in this country. And that has been implemented slowly but surely by Māori over the last at least 1.5 decades. Māori have been working towards this, and you'll hear it in the way Māori talk about taking back the right to control our own lives, making our own decisions for our own lives, and keep talking about he haka putanga and te tiriti. So it's been a very long time and very slow progress, because we've had to go out and talk to Māori throughout the country. And then once Māori throughout the country understood, first of all, what their human rights are, internationally recognised human rights, which are not recognised in this country, what we are entitled to, and a clear understanding of what our ancestors agreed to under he haka putanga and te tiriti. Once the Māori community is in a place to understand all of that, and by and large most are now, that's when we start talking to the larger non-Māori tauiwi community. And I have to say that a lot of them came in when they saw the work we were doing after 2010. They've actually been on board helping us for quite some time. So now we are calling together hui of Māori in particular, and this is in response to this government in particular, to just bring all Māori together to actually build the implementation of the constitutional transformation that's required. Now, I know a lot of people think that that means you've got to have a written constitution. We thought that when we first started out on this journey, that we had to have a written constitution. But after a lot of discussion with our people, because the first law of this country is tikanga, and tikanga is something that is not written because it is very, very flexible, we started moving back from the notion that apart from he haka putanga and te tiriti, which are written constitutional documents, the rest of your constitution did not necessarily have to be made up of a written document. It couldn't instead be based on values, because that is how tikanga operates. You have basic values that everybody understands and agrees with, that those are the basic values that the country adheres to, and then what happens from those, all your decisions that you make reflect back to those values. That's how we make decisions in the Māori world. We do not have rules for every little tiny part of your life, which is the way the rule of law works, that every single thing you do has to have some rule or some law. That is not how we do things in the Māori world. So come back to that point now where we are going round the country and now starting to call big national huis. You saw the first one at Tūranga Waiwai on the 20th of January. You saw the next one at Ratana a week later. You then saw the one at Waitangi. And then there will be a fourth one that will be held on the 31st of May at Ōmahu in Hawke's Bay. That's a marae down there where Māori are coming together and gathering together how we will take back control of our own lives under a constitutional arrangement that's underpinned by He Hakaputanga and Te Tiriti.
And you talk about how tikanga and rules and legality don't have to be written, and that you've explored the idea of an oral constitution or other forms of constitution. What is the importance of producing a legally binding constitution of sorts, considering the lack of actionable commitment from the Crown and New Zealand's government in upholding Aotearoa's signature of documents like the United Nations of the Declaration of Rights of Indigenous Peoples?
So you do already have a written constitution in that we have. The country has He Whakaputanga and Te Tiriti. So that is your constitution for the country at present. The problem is that no government in this country has ever recognised it. And it's exactly the same problem you have with the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People. Because what that document does, that United Nations Declaration, is it is a blueprint to implement Te Tiriti and He Hakaputanga. So all it does is say, and this is how you will do it in, you know, at a constitutional level, at a health level, at an education level, at a, you know, all the different areas. That's what the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples sets out in 46 articles. This country will not even do that. That is why it is fundamentally important that the constitution we have, the constitution that's already there, E Hakaputanga and Te Tiriti, recognised as the constitution for this country that will be legally binding on the country. They must adhere to those, to the treaty in particular that the Crown entered into with Māori in order to allow British immigration into this country in the first place. If you don't adhere to that rule, then you end up with the type of government you've got at the moment, which is effectively a dictatorship, where you've got no fetters whatsoever on the Crown at all, and when it chooses to, it simply runs amok, and that is what you get.
Has there been any support extended beyond government from any of Aotearoa's other political parties regarding these hui and kaupapa?
Oh, yes. So, Māori Party, of course, this is part of what took them into Parliament in the first place, was the need for a constitutional basis for this country. The other ones who have been very supportive are the Greens, not so much Labour or any of the other parties, but certainly the Māori Party, no question in there, and the Greens. The Greens have always supported Māori right to make our own decision about our own lives. So, and yes, they've been quite outspoken in saying that they support the work of Mā Tiki Mai Aotearoa and the constitutional transformation that is required.
And in what ways can Tauiwi and Pākehā support and tautoko this movement to defend and uphold the rights of our Indigenous peoples in our contemporary political context?
Now, I'm very pleased when I get asked this question, because at the moment we desperately need the support and the help of Tauiwi and Pākehā, because I think most of the country will recognise that Māori are coming under quite severe attack by the government. And what I have asked many Pākehā, many Tauiwi who've asked me this is, could you please be a buffer between us and the government? Because the government is being very, very cruel to us at the moment. And we ask that you be a buffer between us and the government and challenge them on what they are doing to Māori, challenge them to stop the rabid racism that they are displaying towards us, and stop stripping us of our human rights. These are not privileges. These are human rights that are internationally recognised that the government has stripped off us by dispossessing us and flatly refuses to give back. The education system in this country has been really negligent in not letting most of New Zealand understand what the true history of this country is in order to understand what I'm saying about the way Māori have and continue to be dispossessed in this country, and now we're having what little we had managed to get back, we're now having that stripped off us. So we do ask Pākehā and all Tauiwi to please be a bubble between us and the Crown, challenge the government to stop its racism against Māori and to restore the rights that you've stripped off us.
That was Professor Margaret Mutu, Chairperson of Mātiki Mai, on the ways we need to best protect and uphold the rights of Māori in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.